Let's open in prayer first. Father God, we just thank you again for forgiveness and your loving kindness. And I ask you tonight, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, for my Lord and my, you love us first. So by your Spirit tonight, speak to our hearts and our minds. May we truly be in tune to what the Spirit has to say to us tonight. And we thank you and we love you because you first loved us. And we thank you, Lord God, you proved that love for 6 hours on that night on that cross. So tonight, Father, let us truly look to that finished work of the cross as he speaks to us tonight, sitting at your right hand. And Father, just touch our hearts. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, Ephesians, we're going to be looking at 1 through 7 tonight. The title is All Things in Christ Alone. Amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. I used to belong to an organization that the only way you could become a saint is you had to die, and then they would have to check how many miracles that you performed during your lifetime. There had to be at least 2. You know about that? Yeah. So, we're alive. But, at one time, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Amen? But because of his grace, his mercy, his love, and his forgiveness, our spirits have become alive again. And his spirit lives with us, communicating with our spirit that is now renewed and it's alive. And we've been set free. Amen? And so Paul the Apostle, he did so many good things that he became an apostle. Is that what it says here? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. There was no divine commission there. It was a divine commission. There was no human aspect to that commission at all. It was because of God. God saw the heart of Paul. Just like each and everyone in this room. If you're born again, he knows your heart. He saw your heart. And I'm going to get into more of that later on, but predestination and so on and so forth. But it was all God's doing. There was no human intervention at all. It was all God bringing Paul into a position, into a place where God would use him mightily. And a lot of people extol the people and so on, as Paul and all the others. But without the Holy Spirit dwelling within them, all they are is human beings walking around. So I give no acclaim to Paul or any of them. I give all the claim to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that performs all this through a willing vessel. A vessel that is willing for God to use in whatever capacity he calls. Amen? So, and it says, who are in Ephesus, who are in Sarita, who are in Green Valley, and faithful in Christ Jesus. That's a very powerful word, faithful. Are we faithful as much as we should be? No, none of us are, because if we were, more things would be happening in our lives to touch other lives. So we get so wrapped up in ourselves that we forget that he completed everything for us, but all we have to do is be willing for him to work in us through his Holy Spirit that indwells us. So it's the faithfulness that God is looking for, that God wants to use each and everyone in this place for his glory alone. If we're looking to be used so people will look at us and people will extol us, forget it, because all it is human effort with no fruit at all. Amen? So there's so much here that just in these 7 verses, God or Christ is used 20 times just in these verses alone. And 9 times it talks about the saints. And isn't it wonderful that we don't have to die to become a saint? But it would be nice to be dead and go home to be with him, wouldn't it? How many of you are truly, and I mean, don't raise your hand, But how many of you are truly looking for the rapture right this moment? Right this moment. I love you all. I love my wife more. But I love the Lord more and I want to see Him. And I'm looking forward. I don't want anything in this world that I can put my focus on and say, Lord, don't come right now. There's something I got to do. There's something I have to see. There's somebody I have to see. Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you. I love my wife, and I think she loves me. But I'm sure she'd love to see the Lord first, too. Amen? This is the faithfulness that He's looking for in each and every one of us. Because it says in the Scriptures, when He comes back, will He find faith? What was He talking about? He was talking about us right now. Are we truly seeking Him? Are we truly seeking the fullness of Him in our lives? Or do we let these little sidebars kind of grab a hold of us, and then we take our focus off that finished work of the cross when He cried out, "It is finished." And all we have to do now is rest and trust in Him. That's where the faithfulness comes in. This is what He wants. He wants obedience. I heard a good message the other day about the commandments. The first four are relationship. Okay? In order for me to have a relationship with JK, a good relationship, we can have a superficial relationship, but to have a true relationship with Him, I first have to have a true relationship with my Father. Amen? We are still commanded. The two greatest commandments, what are they? Love the Lord thy God with thy whole mind, our heart, our soul, everything within us. And the second one, love JK. Amen? And everything hinges on those two things. And that's where the faithfulness comes in. There should be no pettiness within this fellowship at all. Doesn't matter what color the rugs are. Doesn't matter what color the chairs are. Doesn't matter what color you are. Amen? Because there's only one color with different hues. That's all. Just like there's only one race. It's a human race. So the faithfulness comes in right here. And faithfulness in Christ Jesus. Amen? Faithfulness in what He has accomplished, what He wants to do in our lives. Verse 2, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. You will never have peace without His grace working within us. Amen? It's always grace first. Because if we're not walking in that true relationship that we should be, we won't have the peace that we truly, desperately need, especially in the situation that this whole world is in now. But still, regardless, He sits on the throne and He knows each and every one of us. And He knows what each and every one of us need to get us through everything that we're going to go through. You can take it to the bank. But as long as His grace is covering us, then that internal peace will always be there. And there's going to be the times when that peace is going to be turned and twisted. But if we stay focused on that finished work of the cross of Calvary, and that grace will just encompass us more and more, then the peace will just well up within us. Regardless, all hell will break loose around us. But that peace that lasts forever because it's His peace will just come to the surface. And as we walk in that peace because of the grace that encompasses us, there was a TV show about people living in a bubble or something. I never watched it. What was the name of that? Anybody know? Nobody know? They have a canopy over the whole town. But this is our canopy. Under the dome. Yeah, under the dome. Our canopy is His grace. Amen? Beautiful. And it all comes because of His grace. That grace, that loving favor that we don't deserve. There's nobody in this room that deserves His grace. None of us. But yet, while we were still sinners, He died for us. And that grace is our canopy. That grace is our life. That grace is our strength. That grace brings that peace because we're walking in His grace. And that dome that covers us. Amen? Mikey's coming home Friday. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Blessed us. As He blesses us, we can give comfort to others. Amen? And this is the whole call of the church, that we can be a blessing to one another because we are so blessed. I can't explain how much that we've been blessed since we started coming to this fellowship. I was sharing with somebody tonight that I am just so blessed and so overwhelmed at times that I can come here and have this sweet fellowship. It's wonderful. And you know, some of you maybe can't comprehend it as much as I would like you to, but we come out of some pretty nasty stuff, and this is beautiful. This is wonderful. This is what true Christian love is in this fellowship here. Because in spite of me, you still love me. Amen? So we can be, as He blesses us, we can be a comfort. We can be a blessing to others. And 1 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Grace to you and peace from our God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus. Amen. That grace that is ours because of His love, because of His mercy, because of that sacrifice for us and that forgiveness when we come to Him. Amen. Just remember, you're blessed. Bless others. Be a blessing to others. Dana. 1 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. And just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Romans 8, 28. We all know this by heart, I'm sure. And we know that all things work together for good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to our good works. His purpose. His purpose. He chose us in Him. That was His whole purpose. That was in the mind of God. Before the beginning. And you know what I'm talking about, if you know the scripture. Because Genesis says, in the beginning. Our beginning, not His beginning. He always was. So it was the beginning of we. Amen? So He knew all of this before. He knew Gary was going to be sitting there looking at me and listening. He knew all these things. It was in His heart. It was in His mind. And He was choosing us then, knowing full well that His holy beloved would go and hang on that tree for 6 hours. Think about that if you can, but because I can't. I just can't comprehend something so deep, so wonderful, so overwhelming that He knew all this before the beginning. And we're here tonight listening to the words that He spoke through Paul to bring us into this fullness that He wants us to have. This fullness now while we're here, waiting for Him to take us home, waiting for Him to catch us away. Amen? So He chose us in Christ before the foundation of this world. This world that we're in now, that's been going on for, I guess it's over 6,000 years. or depending on who you're talking to, maybe it could be 6 million years. But I'm going to go with, in the beginning, God created, a little over 6 million years ago. Six, beautiful number, but seven is the greatest number. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. How many is holy in this room right now? All of us. Thank you. All of us are. Do you believe that? Why do you believe it? Not by our works, by His works. So right now, positionally, everyone in this room is holy, without sin. That's our position. And someday soon, we're going to be in that position for all eternity. We won't have to worry about the stupid things we do, the sins that we commit every day. But He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins if what? We confess our sins. Amen? We got the best of both worlds right now, but I want the eternal world. I want the eternal world. So already we're holy and without blame before Him in love. Amen? Our love? No. It's His love. It's His love. Praise His name. Glory to God. Foundation of the world, 1 Peter 1:2. Please. Okay? Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Christ Jesus. Amen? All in Christ alone. All things in Christ alone. Everything's in Christ and Christ alone. There is no outside source. There's no internal source within us other than the Holy Spirit working in our lives. It's all about Christ. It's all Christ alone. Nothing else, nobody else. Amen? Just grab onto that whenever Slewfoot will come up and try to implant into your mind something that you did a long time ago or something you did before you got here. But it's all things in Christ alone because He is faithful. He remains faithful. Even when we're not faithful, He remains faithful. And that's His promise. That's the truth. And we can hang our hat on it, so to speak. Verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according, and I love this, according to the good pleasure of His will. Romans 8, 29 and 30. Okay? And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Amen. Him, the one, the only, purposed. And He knew in the beginning, He knew before the beginning, He knew the hearts, and He knew it's not that some are going to go to hell because He didn't choose them to go to heaven. No. Whomsoever believeth, it's believing, it's walking in that belief. It's not the devil believes in God. There's a lot of people that believe. But the belief in the New Testament is a walking, working relationship with the one that called us, the one that knew the heart of each one in this room beforehand. And He knew it wasn't, okay, well, Bill's going to go to heaven. Diana's not. No. He knows the hearts. And He knew who would believe. The full belief, the true belief, the walking in belief, the lifestyle of belief. Not a hit and miss. Amen? To adoption. We were adopted. John 1:12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God to those who believe in His name, walk in His name, rejoice in His name. Jesus the Christ. Amen. Jesus the Savior, Christ the Anointed One. Jesus the Christ, the one, the only. Amen. By Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. In 1 Corinthians 1:21, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to those who, what? Believe. It's a lifestyle. It's a relationship. It's not head knowledge. It's your whole being embracing God's word, God's love, God's mercy. You walk in that love. You live in that love. You meditate in that love. Everything you do is in His love. James? I don't know. What did I say? 1 Corinthians 1:21. I think. Where is it? Now I lost it. Well, if you lived in Green Valley as long as I have. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 1:20. If you saw all these notes, you'd understand why I'm having it. You believe, like Juno says, this is what? Do you believe it all? From Genesis to the book of maps, right? That's God's word. All of this is. Every jot and tittle, the Holy Spirit spoke to over 40 men over all that period of time. This is the absolute, unadulterated truth. And so we have to believe in all the counsel of God. This is the doctrine we have to know. This is our worldview, a biblical worldview. This should motivate everything that we do. But so often we get off the track. I know I do. And I start looking at the things of the world. And I walk into Walmart. That's the real world. That's the real world, Walmart is. If you want to know what's going on in the world, just spend some time in Walmart. I'm not going to go any further than that. All right, verse 6. Let's read Romans 3, 24 and 25 first. Romans 3, 24 and 25. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. I'm not going to speak for anybody but myself. I look back at my life, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that He was walking with me even then when I wasn't walking with Him. Okay? I know that without a shadow of a doubt. To the praise of the glory of His grace. He is the one. His grace, His mercy, He has made us accepted in the Beloved. In the Beloved. Matthew 3:17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Beloved. Amen. Only because of the Beloved. Only because of His obedience to the Father. Three times He says, "Father, if it be possible, take this cup from Me." But three times He said, "But not My will, but Your will be done." And are you really ready for His will to be done in every situation in your life? I say I am. Then a situation comes up, and I take 15 steps backwards, and I fall down. But I want in my life His perfect will. And it's only going to happen when I truly, truly die to self. We read it all the time. We say it. But until we truly die to self and all these desires that we have that are not His, and be honest with yourselves, You have many, because I know I do. And I know they displease him. But yet, that sin nature rears its ugly head. But until we truly die to self, and it can only be done as he works in our life, he's going to bring things about in our lives. We'll keep going around that mountain. We'll keep in that wilderness for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, whatever it takes for his total will to engulf us to the point that it doesn't matter what's happening in this world. I've got that true inner peace constantly. It never leaves me because I'm walking in his grace. Amen. I got so much more here, but it's getting too late. Verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We have all these riches. It is amazing, the unsearchable riches of Christ, God's mercy, all of this, God's mercy in Ephesians 2:4, the unsearchable riches of Christ, Ephesians 3:8. All of this is ours because of his love, his mercy, his grace, and his loving kindness that will never end. He is faithful constantly. His promises are yes and amen. And if we truly submit ourselves the way we should, the way I should, then we will truly have that peace because of that grace that encompasses us, our canopy of his grace. And that peace will constantly come out of us, flow to others, touch others, because we're being blessed. We can be blessing to others because all things in Christ alone, him alone, him only. There is no other way. I'm a walking testimony that there is no other way. Amen? Father, I thank you again for your word and your love and your grace and your mercy and your steadfastness towards us. Even when we fall and fail, you are faithful. You're there. You pick us up. You constantly guide us by your Spirit. And I thank you tonight, Father, for this grace that brings my peace and for my brothers and sisters. I ask for this week to be full of your grace and your peace as we walk in this world, you guiding us by your Holy Spirit that lives within us. And we thank you and praise you through Christ our Lord. Amen.